Friday. You know where your IT pros are. We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who always wanted to be morning show radio hosts. Yeah, that's funny. Who writes this crap? It's Patch and Switch.
It's getting more and more surly every show.
I don't get it.
Is that, he needs a cup of coffee.
Aggressive, or is he I just aggressive.
You know, I think I'm just like, he's not going to.
I'm getting a prompt for token authentication here.
Token authentication?
Creds? I don't know why. I don't know where it is
what,
either.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to log in, and it's prompted enter the code we just sent you by text message.
What are you logging into?
To the Twitch stream so I can interact with people. Oh. But I just, and now it's saying use the Authy app. I don't have the Authy app installed. Like, when did I turn on two-factor for Twitch? I guess it's not like it's like
Steve
some kind of
somebody hacked your account.
No, someone enforced enterprise policy on this, I guess. I don't know. When did we become enterprise? When did this become part of the standard that we have?
I don't know.
So, I don't know. So, I think I'm not logged in. So, I need to send it a request. Let's request another SMS.
Do we need to get the admin in?
I don't know. Tech support. Tech support.
Is there an administrator in the room?
There's the code.
Do you have the code?
Yeah, it made it through the Faraday cage.
So we haven't been we haven't been hacked.
6 5.
Stop it.
4 3 2 1. How'd you guess?
That's my
5 password. 4. But 7 6 5. Can you read that? 7 6 5 5 4.
The most exciting podcast ever.
Got it. Hey, man. We are more exciting than the guy that makes bagels every morning. There's literally a Twitch stream of a guy that makes a bagel every day, and he streams it. I think he has about 1.5 million followers.
So is he making the bagel from scratch, or is he just...
No, he just grabs a bagel, toasts it, puts butter on it, and then turns it off.
That's fantastic. I'm in the wrong business.
Bagel.
Hi, man.
Good morning, everybody.
We have...
I don't need this. I would say... I have to use it later in the program.
Oh, the secret thing.
Yes.
The secret thing.
Yep.
It's been a surprisingly busy week.
It's been a surprisingly busy week and a half, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What's been happening? Do we want to start the show? Do we have anything? Steve's back. I'd like to welcome back Steve.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hello.
We managed to make it. We almost got kicked out of the room.
We did.
However, the additional program that wanted to come in and use the space that has higher priority with Golnaz than we have,
which is pretty much anyone,
they rescheduled. So that's why it became earlier and available, because we were going to do this inside the Studio B.
Yes,
Studio B is actually like a very comfortable lounge area.
Yeah, they've got the nice couch and stuff.
They got the nice couch. Well, it's two armchairs. It's like Oprah.
Okay, I've not been there in
the Oprah talk show style. I would say. Would you be Oprah, or would I be Oprah in that one?
I don't think either of us are. We don't give away enough.
Well, we could give away stuff, but
you get a thing.
Steve would always get it because he's the only one in the studio. That's the problem.
That's true. Yeah, Steve's the only studio audience.
Well, frankly, last week I was enjoying fishing, our last show. I was out on a lake fishing.
I'm going to adjust the microphone, so excuse me.
Are you too low?
Am I too low or too high? What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture of Steve over there because literally the way he's set up is hilarious.
We have to tweet that out.
Would you like to take another picture? I can show you that you're number one.
No, we're good. We are peaking higher as far as people watching this right now.
Are we?
Yeah, we're up to 37.
Wow, that's fantastic. I don't see us on the Facebooks. Are we on the Facebook, Steve?
I don't know because I'm not logged into the Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I do. I see it.
It's on a special
page.
I
see us now.
We got it.
I see it.
Yeah, we should be good.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, we're definitely on the Twitches.
So technology-wise, I think we almost have this down to a new science, except for the fact that people that are watching right now, this room is a multipurpose room that gets used by a whole whack of different people, and they always, always change the settings on everything. At least Steve went in and made it so that we have our own profile now.
Yep,
so
for the OBS stuff, but they changed all the wires again.
Yeah, the wires keep on getting changed.
I've got an awesome little bald spot on the back of my head.
Nice. That's why I wear a hat, my friend. The hair. The hair be there.
Just, yeah.
They sell spray paint for that.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I'm making all the friends today.
Next time on the Patch Program.
Wouldn't it be Patch and Steve?
Patch and Steve Program.
Okay.
Vizio MVP, good morning. Patrick has joined us as well. Colleen should have something to do, but she's not, and watching the show instead. The J-Shock in the house.
Nice.
Good to see J-Shock around again. Mr. Blacksway here, as is Buckeye Guy Jay Flo, probably upstairs writing some documentation. And did I mention Foul Temper? Foul Temper is here, and we've hopefully adjusted the volumes. Apparently, when I adjusted them lower because they were blowing my ears out here, I affected the stream. So
should we? What if we like?
Frederick is here as well.
We could upgrade the board.
Yes.
So that it actually, you've seen those soundboards in recording studios that have the auto levers that move on things, that have memory settings.
So, yeah.
Can we do something
have to
like
program
that?
Those.
Yeah, but we could program it once. I'm sure it takes PowerShell, and then we could just say set dash levels.
Set dash levels dash patch and switch.
Yes. Hashtag
profile.
Something.
Vizio MVP says we shouldn't cross the streams.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Apparently, Pierre Roman is not working as well. He's in the room as well.
Get to work, Pierre.
It's his lunch hour.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, Eastern Standard Time.
He's on the Eastern Coast day.
Good.
What's new? What's happening? What's going on? Let's start the show. Let's talk about. From the trenches.
49 viewers.
Well, I know, eh? So. Microsoft Ignite. We're not going to go there because we got this. This is almost Steve asked as he was on vacation, what was the name of the show?
Yep.
And literally, we don't know what the name was. And it's because we didn't ask for names last time we did the show.
We didn't?
More than likely. And
we missed something on the show.
Yeah, we missed one of the segments on the show. Surprise, surprise. So this is the unnamed show, but we could almost dub this as being like a. We're getting closer to Microsoft Ignite, and we're getting very excited for all the different stuff that's coming out and all the stuff we're going to be doing. I don't want to talk about that all right now. We'll save that for later.
Okay.
But I was doing stuff for Microsoft Ignite where they've put me in charge, and that was the first mistake, of coming up with the interview schedule.
Interviews?
Interviews with Channel 9 Live and taking place at the studio inside of Microsoft Ignite, one of the studios. There's multiple studios.
Okay. Rewind here.
What?
There's live stuff happening. I'm missing something.
See,
I missed the memo.
Just because you work in a different area now doesn't mean that
I don't know everything. It does not come through like ESP. My ESP is broken. Detail and you
know
we've
why.
Got.
It was sent on ESP, not ESPN.
There you go. That's why.
Good call. It is the start of the football season.
Yeah.
Our lovely viewers and listeners everywhere, talk more.
Okay,
the
background is I have a new job, and I work inside of the cloud advocacy group.
That one.
You got that one right.
Yeah, can we fast
and so because that's now my day job, I actually now have responsibilities to do, and so one of the responsibilities is, hey, you understand the culture and what's going on and the air and the mystique of what is Microsoft Ignite. Why don't you go ahead and, since you're now literally in the office next door to the person that runs Channel 9, why don't you help out and create the schedule for the live stream? So the channel Microsoft Ignite was already publicized through the socials with Anna Chu talking about how the sessions will be live streamed this year. For people that are part of Microsoft Ignite. That was already talked about online, and that was also already talked about during the technical communities discussions that have been going on. So we will have a curated view of content that's going through the what you would expect to see at a Microsoft event with the Channel 9 hosts and the stage with this ESPN Sports Desk style stage. Interviews going on in between the sessions. Well, I think I can get your credentials.
I'm already at the show. Can I?
I know you're already working the show for other things, but if it'll fit into your schedule, I would love to have you do a couple of interviews because you do a pretty good job interviewing people.
Oh, thanks. First compliment I've gotten from him.
You
in
do
like
have
two
a
years.
You do have a little bit
Steve,
of mystique.
Take a note.
You still have a little bit of mystique with the audience and that sort of stuff. So I could see you doing a couple interviews. Who would you awesome. Want? Who would you want to interview?
Wow. Do I get the list of? I mean, like, if this was anyone.
If this was pie in your sky. Pie in your sky. What would it be?
I'd love to chat with Ann Johnson on security.
Oh, yeah?
She's also doing some really cool stuff at
I'm pretty sure Ann Johnson doesn't watch this show.
Probably not.
So you're not getting any bonus points for calling her out.
No. You asked me.
Okay.
If I had a chance. Love to chat with Alex Weiner, who's a PM on the Azure Identity team. He always does a great session at Ignite.
Mm-hmm.
There he brings all of the scary data.
Oh, yeah.
From our service.
From the
like how many
the threat detection stuff?
Yeah, like how many password spray attacks have we seen, that kind of a thing.
That would be an awesome one.
Yeah.
Both of them would be. I said one. I didn't say like multi.
Well, I
guess
you're
saying pie in the sky, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I love to chat all sorts of technologies. There's lots of cool stuff. I tend to have more of a security focus, but then I'll go back to the usual suspect, so to speak, a Jeffrey Snover or Woolsey talking about Server 2019. Like I see all the tweets and the conference, the online conference that was done.
Yep.
It's just hard to pick one. So do our listeners have somebody they want to see? If they do, throw it in the Twitch chat. Also, you can reach us on the social medias. We are Patch and Switch on Twitter @PatchandSwitch.
That'd
let us know
good
who
idea.
You want to see.
Yeah.
Because
totally.
we have kind of like a – do you have an open schedule or
– I'm not going to say it's fully open, but Tim is looking for it to be filled as soon as freaking possible because I'm already late on it.
So basically you've got one name in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we've already actually had someone make a suggestion.
Yeah? Cool. I have to read it now.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Interview women in SharePoint from SharePoint Madam.
Ah, SharePoint Madam. Hello. Yeah.
Very cool.
We've got – there's
we can do that.
There's – yeah. Very cool.
Could so even do a mini panel with various
we could do panels.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
various folks.
So the concept is you'll be able to stream the sessions, the 75-minute sessions and the 45-minute sessions during Ignite to be able to see the content. But we're providing you with colorful anecdotes and interviews in between those sessions.
That's
during
cool.
during the pod using the podcast stage, which is the ESPN Sports Desk style stage and that sort of stuff. Very, very cool thing.
Are you going to have a ticker?
I don't know about a ticker. That takes extra effort. We could have. Steve might be. Actually, Steve's not going, but Jared's going, right?
Yes, Jared is going.
So, Jared, why don't we have you
do the ticker.
holding up pieces of paper and running across the bottom of the stage.
The like, manual
that's
ticker.
That's about the only budget that we have.
Poster board with Sharpie markers, and just walk across the stage randomly every once in a while.
Except it'll be like, "Hi, Mom."
Yeah, it'd be useful stuff, right? Don't forget to tweet.
Yeah, that's something I don't think we.
That could work.
That's actually yeah.
Yeah,
that could work.
Trying to think how do we pull that off and
get in trouble,
not get thrown out of the building?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So yeah, I've been working on the schedule, coming up with ideas, fielding ideas from all sorts of different people. I'm trying to get a good mixture of both developer content, infrastructure content.
Office 365.
Well, Office 365, but from a developer perspective and also from an infrastructure perspective, it's fun. But I've only got so many slots, and I'm not also the final decision. I'm just going to say, hey, what about this? And there we go.
Cool.
That's it. That's what I've been working on for the last little while.
Awesome.
Kind of a Microsoft Ignite thing too.
I have been preparing also for Microsoft Ignite.
What? This is not officially the Microsoft Ignite show.
No, it's not.
It just so happens we're talking about it.
Can I say, we have to talk about this. Because
what?
Our next show is actually scheduled for the day that we arrive.
Is it?
It is.
I haven't checked my calendar.
So we actually will
Holy
be in Orlando
crap.
At that time.
You're right. We will be in Orlando for that time.
Can we, hey Steve, can we get to the Twitch via mobile device?
Steve's not there though.
I know, but I'm asking, can we stream
yes,
via mobile device?
You could stream
like,
via mobile device.
Like just, I mean.
Yeah.
We might be.
You know what else you could do?
Not yet.
You could also stream back to me here on like Skype and I could put it out on.
Ooh, but aren't you going to be on a plane at that time?
No, I'm on a plane Friday night. I'm on the red eye.
Ew.
Ugh.
It's the only
nasty.
Way I could work it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. That'll be
all right,
an interesting show.
So we have to do some logistical thinking,
including disaster recovery planning.
Oh no, this show is a disaster. There's no such thing as recovery.
You can't plan for it more.
I think we know that.
Yep.
We will figure out a way.
Conference room BBC?
Well, no, it's going to be the show.
I know, but I mean, it'll be do the thinking the a conference room BBC.
Oh yeah, sure, of course. The show will be 6 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. No, I'm sorry. No, it'll be noon.
It'll be noon.
Middle of the day.
The clock translation is hard, I will say.
Math is hard. So hey Steve, can we slow the camera down?
Do you want me to?
No, don't
get near the equipment.
No, we won't let Steve get near the equipment. Let's do it.
Sure.
Do you want to do something?
Yeah,
we'll find a way. We will find a way to give you some sort of a program. It probably won't be the full show. It probably won't be a full hour.
This is not going to go well.
I know. I'm just waiting to see. Ah, there we go.
Oh, you did do it.
Ah, nice. Well done, Steve.
Okay. your contract can be renewed.
Esposito
Steve didn't do that. Jared did.
And Esposito wants to know if he's getting dizzy from the camera or from the beer.
Nice.
Probably the beer.
Both.
Okay.
So we'll work on that.
Yep.
Anyway, I have been working on pre-day. So we have a fantastic identity pre-day that is happening at Microsoft Inspire on the Sunday. So I've been spending some time on that. And did you know we have official responsibilities on Sunday now?
I'm not doing the pre-day stuff. You're doing one for identity, dude.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk more later. Sunday. If you're there, have something for you to do.
Is it an email I didn't read or something or what?
Yes. One of the 400 that you've got in ignore.
Did you get a copy of the memo?
I don't know.
Did.
Apparently I didn't check the mail. I will point out, good old K.O. Beckman has come up with a good way of being able to do the lower ticker, dot matrix printer paper.
Yep.
You basically could hire Steve on one end and Jared on the other end to be able to roll through the paper across the front of the stage.
That's awesome.
I like it.
Are all the letters going to consist of letters?
They still make the paper, right? Oh, but then we'd have to get somebody else to actually write on it as it's rolling across the front.
We could totally do that. We could totally do that. Let's see. So Callahan says, question, I'm there. What is there to do early on a Sunday at Microsoft Ignite? If you're not registered for the pre-day, you still have time.
Yep.
There are a bunch of pre-days.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole ton of pre-days that you'll want to sign up for, even if it's not the one that we're running. If you want to sign up for a pre-day, it is an added cost.
We're running a pre-day?
No, we're not running a pre-day. We're doing something else.
Okay. That's right.
I'm actually doing something that week, too, at Ignite.
But has that been what you've been doing? You've been gone.
I know.
You don't have From the Trenches stories. You've been gone. You've been on vacation.
I know, but I actually have From the Trenches of, I actually did a presentation down at an internal LinkedIn conference right before I left on vacation, which was a lot of fun. I'm giving basically the same presentation at Ignite on my journey to being a site reliability engineer.
That would be Microsoft Ignite.
Yes, it is. Microsoft Ignite.
Did you approve that session? I didn't do that one either. It snuck it in. Interesting.
Well done.
Well done, sir.
Flow
was
a very good tool.
Nice.
Used Flow to sneak it in.
Nice.
Could you use Flow to create the ticker?
Yes, we could. We actually could.
I don't know.
We're completely sidetracked.
Yes, we are.
So a lot of Microsoft Ignite prep happening because the event is, we travel 2 weeks from now.
What's the best way for people to stay in touch with what's going on? With all the stuff, all our shenanigans for what we're doing.
Follow us on Twitter @patchandswitch, or always follow the hashtag MSIgnite, because sometimes
there's at least a couple hundred people that have that open all day long.
All day long.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I had my phone already buzzing a lot because of the MSIgnite hashtag. It's awesome.
The Guar says, his flight gets in at 10:30 in the morning after flying all night. Don't know if I can make it through a pre-day. Would love to do identity. It's a fantastic pre-day, but you will be coming very late. Because
the pre-day start at 9 a.m.
At 9 a.m. The other thing, too, is I wouldn't suggest it because it is going to be pretty hardcore, and having flown all night, your brain might be fried. But there may be something else to do, which we'll get to later on in the program.
I got to actually, the Guar could just drink coffee the whole flight long, and then he'd be ready to go all day.
No. That, no, I don't recommend that. Whoever his seatmate is.
You don't think so?
You really have to keep getting up?
Yeah, I was about to say.
So SharePoint Madam saying, will there be a live show on October the 5th? No.
October the 5th?
That's the Friday after.
That is the Friday after, and that would actually technically be our week off.
What? Well, technically,
no.
I mean,
oh no, actually,
that's
what,
a regular
right.
cadence.
That would be a regular cadence day.
Yeah.
Are we gonna cancel the?
That would be like three shows. So everybody knows that Patch and Switch will be broadcasting live from Microsoft Ignite.
Correct. On the Thursday.
On the Thursday, and we will have more details on that. Oh, do you have the time?
No, we were going to be there at the 9 a.m. slot.
Oh, so. Perfect.
Are you
so
kidding
Thursday
me?
Morning, 9 a.m.
Yeah. So it's going to be 6 a.m. in
Pacific time zone.
Pacific time, but it'll be 9 a.m. Florida time zone. You're going to be
I'm
there,
speaking right?
right
about then.
That's how we got the session in.
I know, eh?
That's exactly how we got the session in.
Bonus points to the scheduler for that one. Perfect.
Now we know exactly how there was a session slot for him. Is that so, yeah. Maybe we'll have to talk to Naz and see if she can step in and fill Steve's shoes.
Andreas.
Yeah, Dre. Dre's awesome.
Yep.
Absoblog and Lutely says there's a normal cadence. Is that every other week or every other week? So typically it should be on the fortnight. So every other week. However, there are times that the show has had to go on hiatus, or one of us is traveling, or both of us are traveling, or there are times. But generally we try to do the show every other Friday. So
I do have a From the Trenches story. I mean, we're talking about trenches, what we're doing for work for these kind of things, but I do have a From the Trenches story right now.
Outside of Microsoft Ignite?
I'm currently conducting a screen test of a file server that to see
what,
if it's still in
use. You have a server sitting on a desk with a camera in front of it to see if it looks good on camera?
Nice. I didn't say screen. I said scream.
Oh, I heard screen test. I'm like, you're doing a screen test of a server?
I like how it looks in the light right now. It's blinking just right. No. It's an old server that has not been used for quite some time, and I want to repurpose it for things to be able to help out some folks here at Channel 9, actually. And so it has been decommissioned and turned off for a period of time, and so far no one has screamed. Therefore, it's not in use anymore. I'm going to let it sit and percolate for about another week or so, and still, if no one has screamed, then make sure that the backup has taken place for the day that it's on it, and then go ahead and reformat.
So did you turn it off before end of month to make sure that somebody wasn't using that to do some end of month reporting?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So it's crossed over the month barrier, and I learned how to do these screen tests, from Jared. although he was usually nicer about doing it, he would just simply turn off the different services. I'm actually going the extreme of simply shutting the box.
Well, no. What we always did was shut off the main services for a week. Then after that, we shut off the server for a week.
Yep.
And then if nobody complained after that, decom.
Right.
In fact, we're actually doing that right now for an old legacy system that so far nobody has complained about.
Yep. So scream test underway.
Very cool.
It goes hand in hand with a bunch of the beer money stuff that I was doing recently with trying to fix what's going on with the Channel 9 network inside of the building here.
So, you read my mind and did a perfect segue. So let's talk about beer money, which are the things that we do for our family, friends, our family's friends,
and
brothers, sisters, aunts,
and uncles. We still have Cameron offering to create us little visual things.
We just need to sit down with him and tell him what we want.
Right. I think we just get us going and then have that.
I think that Cameron could just probably be really creative and come up with something cool because that dude does some amazing work.
Yep.
Anyway, I have some beer money.
Sure. What's up?
Let's go spend it.
Sorry. No, we have to shoot. I can't talk about that yet, can I?
No.
Anyway,
don't talk
sorry.
About that one.
We'll
get in trouble for that one, so don't.
We'll talk. But I've got something.
No.
Okay. On the last program, we talked about hard drive recovery tools. And
correct.
Things to recover a hard drive. I did actually find some software. I did get the drive. It took.
Was it the freezer fix that worked or something else?
No, the freezer fix. No. It took about 36 hours to read it.
Mm-hmm.
It did identify some files, and it actually started recovering. The problem is every single one of the files that it recovered was corrupt.
Of course.
So that drive is
toast.
Yeah, 72 plus hours spent working on trying to get data. Now I did.
Did you bill? Did you bill for each one of those hours?
No,
you should have. That's
totally
how you make
your
money.
That's at least that's like 2 2-4s.
Yeah, easy.
It's like a double 2-4.
I would have discounted it to only a 2-4.5.
A 2.5
Yeah, family rate.
A 2.5
2.5 What is that? 2.5 36. 36
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, that's 36.
Yeah. Now, see, I can do math quickly in increments of beer, but ask me to figure out what it costs to tip somebody? No.
No?
Doesn't work.
Double the tax.
That makes me add. What I do is I move the decimal place and then just times two.
Yeah, that's easier.
That's harder math than just multiplying the tax.
Well, it's not as bad as
not everybody has a 10% tax, though.
Not as bad as finding out
the... In this area, they do.
Well, in this area, yes.
It's not as bad as doing the square root and multiplying by three.
So, do you have any...
I need to leave.
Do you have any beer money stories? All of a sudden, my head just exploded.
So part of the family vacation was... My sister invited me out to their new lake house. Got to go out and enjoy the boat and hang out with the kids. First minute I walk into the house, she's like, great, here's the new router and here's the new Amplify system.
Turn it on.
Please make it work.
Oh, the Amplify's
please
awesome.
Make it work.
Oh, yeah. I had them set up at home, so now they have one at home and one at the lake house.
Yep.
Perfect.
And they get 3 bars out of 3 on their iPhones at the dock.
Nice.
Okay, that's cool.
We lost all motion with the camera, I just realized. Like in
no, it's very slow. It's super slow. Yeah, I turned it. It's okay. Turned down to be very slow.
Nice.
Have you been doing any... Wait, so you mentioned that you've been doing some beer money support for the Channel 9.
So
what's been going on?
So they have an isolated network for the guests and for people to use here inside of the small bunker area that we have. But a number of months ago, we went in and we upgraded the main infrastructure to a 10-gig switch. And have all the servers running with 10-gig switches and workstation with 10-gig switches too. But they were running into intermittent issues with machines just no longer being able to connect up. And then further research determined that it was not necessarily the NIC cards that were dying. It was actually the fact that NICs were being issued the wrong addressing. Someone had a rogue DHCP system running
it's always
with
DHCP.
The wrong address.
If it's not DNS, it's not DHCP.
Yeah. So
it's always the network.
So basically... They were all on a .0 network, and they needed to be on .0 network, but every once in a while, they would get a .1 network reference for internal networking, 192.168.1 or 192.168.0.
Did you find the rogue DHCP server?
I think I did, and you know who put it in?
You?
Just guess. No.
You?
Not me. Just guess. The person you'd want to have doing your network design.
Not
that's
you.
A channel line personality.
Would it be like Simon or...
No.
Or?
Seth.
Oh,
I'm blaming him.
Because
I know
Seth
he doesn't watch the show.
Put up a rogue DHCP server in the studio. That's fantastic.
Inadvertently, just by changing the hardware to make something work, there happened to be a particular consumer grade or slightly better than consumer grade router that was put in place.
Oh, like a switch or
like it was basically
it was
a router.
Router, but they were using it as a switch.
It was a router, but they're using it as a switch, and the internal services were still providing DHCP. It was incorrect. So. Changed some configurations, got some stuff happy, and everything's now better. However, we're still dealing with some performance issues for being able to get true 10-gig speed for performance. So we're looking at trying to fix that up. And on top of that, my second beer money story was actually kind of beer money for me. Does that count?
You're doing your own support?
I was doing upgrade and network infrastructure analysis for my house. I know both you and Jared have been to my house and have seen... The abomination, and I should literally have my IT pro card revoked of what my comms closet looks like.
At least you have two fire extinguishers sitting right by the door.
That's a mandatory for my insurance policy. But Progressive is not as progressive as I thought. So they know of my history, I guess, that they've got a file on me. So two fire extinguishers. Anyway. The wiring closet needs to be revoked and redone. And I'm thinking that I should just literally do a scorched earth policy because I have no idea the manufacturer of the current one that I have, if I'm able to get components for it. And so a good friend of mine from Canada who now works here but actually lives around the corner from me, a guy by the name of Barnaby Jeans, he's a guy that's in charge of doing a bunch of stuff with Azure Stack for the company, for things like that, for worldwide. Anyway, he looked at it because he was putting his coat away or something like that. And he literally kind of stopped, looked at it, shook his head, and just closed the door. And I'm like, oh, you saw my switch.
We've all seen it. So you're getting ready to fix it?
I'm now getting ready to redesign the communications
the wiring closet.
I will be taking photo documentation evidence of it before and after.
When does the RFP go out?
I think Barnaby was so revolted by it that he might actually provide some beer money for me to be able to do it. So we'll see. Wiring project underway.
New segment of the program we named it last episode. Steve wasn't here for this, so he probably didn't get the memo. And
is that what it's called? Steve wasn't here for this, so he probably didn't get the memo.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's the name of the segment. It rolls off the tongue.
It's called the RFC. It's what we're reading. What yes. are you reading? What's going on? I can tell you there's two things that I'm looking at.
Seriously, that's what you named it?
Steve's not here. He probably didn't get the memo.
RFC.
Yeah. RFC. No. RFC is okay. The right one.
Right,
to do.
Yep. I get it.
RFC is what we called it. All right. It's a good segment name.
It
it's
is.
A great segment name.
I like it.
It's good.
You caught me so completely. You caught me completely at a blank because I didn't do my homework.
Oh,
this
that's
time.
Okay. Did you know today is National Beer Lovers Day?
I did not know it's National Beer Lovers Day today.
But apart from reading that, there is a fantastic set of documentation that's been released in the past couple of weeks by one of my colleagues on my team, Martin, and it's 5 steps to securing your identity infrastructure. Steve, can we get a little bit of a
Some link love somewhere?
A little bit of a switch. Can you press the button? I've got it on my screen here.
Change the input? Oh, wow.
So there you go.
I didn't know we could do that.
Yeah. So
you can't do that to mine, can you?
No, because you're not plugged in.
Oh, okay.
I'm plugged in.
Got it.
Anyway, 5 steps to securing identity infrastructure. This led me, I started reading this documentation, and then this led me down a path of clicking one link to another link to another link to another link, where I've just kind of I've watched this really cool video that's here from Alex Weinert and Nitika. This is where I found Alex and his really cool stats is through this video. But then I went down the rat hole of learning more about how Windows Hello actually works. And how it actually stores and guards the credentials. It was just super cool. And this one white paper is at fault for this. So 5 steps for securing your identity infrastructure. It's out on the doc site. You can find it. Super
Very
simple.
Cool.
That's what I've been reading. Along with the fact that we are coming up on the September event that is happening.
Oh, no. I just found an article.
We're going to be talking about what is next. What's happening? What are they going to announce next? Because
for what?
We're 1 year in. Remember, it was last year. At Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, that we decided the day before we went on stage to do a session, we're going to go ahead and we're going to upgrade our phones.
Correct.
With all the multi-factor authentication and not having a backup method
right.
to authenticate right. to the second factor once you turn in your old one.
I literally remember what I went through trying to get my phone activated as you were driving the rental car. I'm like frustratingly trying to talk to people
so
with
it's
at Apple.
Up on the time, so I'm very curious to see what they're going to be announcing. So, yeah, that's what I've been reading. That's my RFC.
I have an RFC now because you gave me enough time to be able to find an RFC. And this I'm giving full credit to Exchange Goddess Online for this one. Pumla Schmitz, Exchange Goddess Online.
Sorry, apparently I've been talking too far away from the microphone.
There you go. Exchange Goddess Online has tweeted out a couple days ago talking about the announcement of a public preview for Azure Active Directory integration with Azure Files. You're familiar with Azure Files?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, yes, he is. So am I.
As that's planned, eh? So Azure Files is the SMB accessible file share that you can now use from Windows machines to be able to go off and access your files that are uploaded automatically to an Azure service that makes them basically transparent from your regular file server. So your SMB file server on-prem, Azure Files integrated on it, and it basically will say, okay, keep 25% of the files that are the most freshest and hottest locally, and then take the rest of them and start to put them up inside of Azure storage. And then as required, if someone requests one in the background, we'll go and bring it back down again. Cool stuff. Now it's actually integrated with Azure Active Directory for authentication as well.
Very cool.
She puts the link. It's a very short, quick announcement because it's in public preview. More to come during Ignite with details about Azure Files. It's something I think that everyone should probably pay attention to.
CA asking the link for the document. Absablog and Lootly, just scroll up, CA, unless you missed it in the Twitch chat. Actually, I'm going to paste it. Oh, if I'm logged in. I don't think I'm logged in. So, yep, there you go. CA found it.
If you log in, you're going to get hit with a two-factor authentication request like I did. podcast.
Well, I would log in.
You're both
me.
Moderators. That's yeah. good.
No, but he has to log in though.
I know.
I do. So I'm not logged in. I'm anonymous right now on Twitch.
And actually, yeah. Well, you got to watch. Make sure you don't mute your whole machine.
True. Very true.
Hey.
What? Yeah.
Can you hit the button? Can you hit the button?
That button.
Hey, it's Patch and Switch. Hey, we're on the road to Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, Florida, September 24th through the 28th. What do we have on the docket today, sir?
Today we're talking about first-timer tips and tricks. Maybe 10, 11, we kind of lost track, but there's a lot of good stuff in there.
If you've attended a conference before, this is your first time attending a great, big, massive conference. You'll want to stay tuned to this video. And, of course, follow us on Twitter, @PatchandSwitch, Facebook.com/PatchandSwitch for more of these outstanding videos.
I don't know that I was supposed to do that.
I didn't think that was authorized yet. Was that authorized? Wow. They look very professional up there.
They do.
They let us in the big studio.
So that's it. That's the big announcement.
That's the big announcement.
Patch and Switch on the road to Microsoft Ignite, a series of videos leading up to the event happening in Orlando, Florida. As I said, September 23rd, and we've talked about earlier, we will be doing these series of videos. It's not truly the old countdown that we used to do. This is new. We've got a lot of cool things, and it starts with the First Timers episode, which if you've not been following the Twitter First Timers hashtag, it's a great
That's been fun one to follow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cool new people that I cannot wait to meet in person when we arrive down in Orlando.
Yep.
I've been working on my personal website, moving it to a new platform, and I found my old blog entry from Tech Ed Houston that I'm going to reblog on my site about how I plan for sessions at a technical conference.
That's cool.
Apparently there was an echo. I don't know why there would be an echo.
It could be my machine because I have a live feed in my ear, but it was also going out.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's all right.
That was it was a good attempt to
we'll
be able to try to get it out, but it still worked.
Well, it's out now.
Yeah.
I know we were supposed to hold off on that a little longer.
So I will now have to worry about trying to figure out how to tweet that. We'll figure out tweeting that out without the echo for people to see on the hashtags, on hashtag MSIgnite. And also the full-length video that goes with it.
There is a full-length video where we go into more detail as to what's happening. And there are plenty more videos.
And they're already, some of them pre-recorded, some of them still to go. And yes, people are still asking about what happens about this, the one that we're not supposed to talk about.
We can, but did you get it?
There was photographic evidence that Switch went off and did some recon the other day. So when they're delivered and we pay the ransom and we pay off the people that was looking
that
the
gave
other
us
way.
Access to the facility.
Then something else will come out too.
Excellent. Some more videos to come. You'll want to stick around. Obviously, you can follow us on social media, but you'll see it. Just if you even look at the MS Ignite hashtag, I'm sure yep. you're going to see it once the videos. And the first one will be live later on this afternoon on First Timers, regardless if we're supposed to put it out or not. I think it's time. We're 2 weeks out. We've got to do this.
Yep.
Well, we're 2 weeks from leaving. We go early.
Right.
And then we will talk about our show in the regularly scheduled time. We've got to shoot stuff anyway while we're there, so we might as well do a show and
right.
just stream it live.
Right.
Yeah, we could do that via phone. Easy enough.
And then if you've got Schedule Builder and you have been paying attention, you'll see that they made a big change in Schedule Builder to the Microsoft Ignite 101 session. There are two Ignite 101 sessions, and they have changed the speakers.
Really? Who do they get to speak on it?
Us.
Oh, that's
us
the
who?
That's the pre-day thing that you're talking
that's
about.
That's exactly like, right. What, so if you're there on about? Sunday,
yes,
10 a.m. and
10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So basically, for those that are in early enough to be able to make it for the 10 o'clock one, and for those that are arriving that morning but still would like to have a little bit of an orientation of what's going on, we'll have stuff in there for both new people, obviously, for first timers to Microsoft Ignite, but then also there'll be some good tidbits in there as well from returning veterans as well.
I'm thinking that we probably do a couple of slides and only the slides that show kind of layouts and maps and that kind of a thing. And the rest of the time we have a conversation.
Sure. We can do that.
Be engaged. So bring your questions. What do you want? What is it that you're trying to get out of the event? What can we do to help make it better? And the other thing is every Microsoft Ignite session.
I was just going that way.
Do you want to go there?
No, you can do it. Okay. I'm going to pull it up. But you can't see
but
what
you
I'm
can't
doing.
See
yeah.
it
no, no, go ahead.
That's
go
right.
Ahead.
So every single session actually has its own section.
It's called an article inside of technical communities.
Yep. So if you go to, is it techcommunities.microsoft.com? You go there and you go to Microsoft Ignite. Every one of the sessions has an article in Tech Communities. So if you want to engage and interact with the speaker, the presenter, in this case for Ignite 101, it would be us.
You're calling us presenters. That's nice.
Well, that's I'm using the technical term. I didn't say we can actually do the job.
Nice.
But yeah, so check it out. You can actually start engaging with
how
us
come,
now.
How come you get first billing all the time? Why is that? Is it in your contract or something? This is ridiculous that you always get first billing.
Yeah. It's because the system does it alphabetical by first name. That's okay.
Claus comes before snow.
I know, but Joey comes before Rick. Yeah. Anyway. Did you? So, like, if you looked at...
I just put the link inside the Twitch chat.
Okay, there you
and
go.
And I do believe that we have a visual representation. So, under search sessions there, Mr. Joe, Mr. Steve, Mr.
Oh, there
J,
he is.
J
he
Shark.
Found it.
No, no, no. Is that going to work?
Yeah, that's it.
Look, oh, that's even better. I just use 101. That's the one.
Yep. Oh, you're looking at the delayed version.
I'm looking at the delayed version. I can't see.
You know, we've got the big screen right there. It's a huge, like, 60-inch flat screen TV in front
of
us.
That's coming to my house after the show.
So, yeah, Ignite 101. We're, again, 9 a.m. on Sunday and 2 p.m.
No.
Sorry, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
9 a.m. is when
your other job is 9 a.m. Your other job is 9 a.m.
Running back and forth between the two. Two rooms, same building.
Though. Yeah, and we'll of course now, what's he doing? He's promoting his own session as well, to go off and see his session for the SRE role.
To be clear, other pre-day sessions require you to pay for them
and pre-registration.
So if you wanted to do the identity one, it's an extra. I want to say $500-$600.
Yep.
The women, diversity and technology one, that's actually cheaper. I believe that's $200. The Ignite 101. 100% completely free.
But please register for it.
Yes, please register so that we know you're coming.
I mean, that's basically how we know you're coming. But more importantly, that means that we can get the right size room. It'd be really awkward if they put us in a 1,000-person room and only 20 people showed up.
Oh, that's bad.
Or if they put us in a 100-person room and then 1,000 people showed up.
That would be kind of cool. But
it would
not
be,
really.
But not really good either. So we would have to have one inside the room and then someone else outside the room with a megaphone talking.
There are a ton of questions happening in the Twitch chat around logistics. When does registration open? How long does it last? When? How long can I pick up bags? We're going to have that information for you.
Should we just let them know a little bit now, though, because they're asking them?
I don't have all the hours, otherwise I would tell them. Do you have the hours?
No, not on me. They haven't given me the info.
Stay tuned. We've got videos.
Yeah.
We've got videos with the information.
Yeah.
So yeah, be sure to pick it. You can pick up your.
The coolest thing is once again what they had the other years, which is being able to pick up your registration information and your registration badges and stuff at the airports.
Yep.
That's very good to be able
once
to do.
Once you land into McCarran, MCO.
And then also you can do it at select hotels as well.
Correct.
Besides having to go to the venue, you absolutely want to get your registration out of the way so that you're good to go for Monday's keynote sessions. That's just a normal tidbit that we always tell everybody. And I'm looking. It's.
I was. This, is, and like, this, was,
this is like camp season.
Happened. It just happened the other day.
I know. It's when you find out that stuff is happening literally the week of. It's like, ooh, I didn't know that.
Well, and the fun part is when you find out because Schedule Builder sends you a thing saying you've been added to this session, and I went, wait, what? Who made that decision?
And really, the reason why he's only suggesting me do about 5 or 6 slides and then do conversations for a lot of the different topics is because he doesn't want to make a deck and doesn't want to make slides.
And I don't think these people need PowerPoint the first session that they get.
We set a bad example for that. We could do live demos.
Oh, you're right. Puma would call me out. McCarran. It's not McCarran. It's, what's M? McCarran is in Vegas. And that's where I'm going Tuesday. That's why I'm distracted. But
MCO.
Oh, I remember it. It's the Air Force Base. That's
if only there was a
that.
Service we could ask this question to online.
All right.
Fast.
I know it's at Orlando International, but the MCO stands for something.
Who's?
And it's yeah. Joey sounds like an Azure machine learning is getting even better.
Is machine learning training algorithms a little slow right now?
I'm a little slow right now. Okay.
Technically, it is called Orlando International Airport.
But
CO came from a prior.
Naming.
Prior naming.
Prior naming convention.
Bigger question, will Patch and Switch be riding big roller coasters at Universal?
McCoy Air Force Base.
That's it. Thank you.
Ooh, interesting.
Pumala, Mickey's corporate office. are we riding big roller coasters?
I'm not offended by that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, you could probably arrange something.
Okay. Speaking of which,
I didn't want to turn this into a Microsoft Ignite show, but there's a lot happening because it's the show before we go.
So technically, we would have a beer talk segment right now because we're done beer money.
We would have a beer talk segment.
But we haven't been making any
beer. It is Beer Lover's Day.
Or doing anything around beer.
We drank a little bit.
We did drink a little bit of beer. I had a softball party for my daughter's softball team this past weekend. And everyone was thoroughly impressed with the selection that's currently on my taps, which is all homemade stuff, just to kind of toot my own horn. And they're really liking the fresh, hazy IPA.
The hazy IPA based
which has a base of your recipe that's been tweaked to be more hazy and also slightly different hop profile. And it's still waiting for you to come over and try it.
I was supposed to do that last weekend. Didn't make it over.
So I have a project that I have to have a hand with this weekend. And I was wondering if you wanted to, after we're done, come over and try some of the said hazy IPA.
I just want to warn everybody that I've been told that this project involves
a high electrical current that can cut through metal.
What?
A plasma. I'm going to be using a plasma cutter this weekend. I'm renting a plasma. You can rent plasma cutters. So it's. I did a couple of 5 minute YouTube videos about how to use a plasma cutter.
Oh, jeez.
And they actually have plasmacutters.com.
Who needs a manual when you have YouTube?
So that's what all the cool kids are doing now. They learn how to do brain surgery on YouTube videos. So plasma cutter. And I ordered my welding shield helmet from Amazon yesterday. I've got the one with the flaming skulls on it. That has an auto-dimming set of safety goggles on it.
Hey, Joey.
And
you get a passport. We can run to Vancouver tomorrow. Let's just get out of here.
So, I bought a nice big pair of 14-inch leather gloves too.
K.O. Beckman wants to know the recovery time for quote-unquote accidents with a plasma cutter.
So, as long as you have the ground on a metal conducting surface that is attached to where you're cutting, you're okay. You could literally lick the. I wouldn't do it, but you could lick the. you could to test the ground. Do not lick the metal surface.
Okay. Please,
please don't.
I'm thinking that Buckeye Guy J Flo and myself should bring over all of our cameras, set them up, just day long recording.
Dude, just no way. Just live stream that on Facebook, man. Just live stream that on Facebook and Twitch.
So anyway, the project is actually removing a 7 foot long ventilation hood that we're going to be using inside the home garage brewery.
Wireless Life states famous last words, quote, I wouldn't do it, ...
Followed by hold my beer.
Yeah. So it'll be a good job. We need to basically do a couple of cuts of some spot welds and then cutting of the venting hood and then putting the plasma cutter away before I hurt myself.
Another IT guy states, can't see anything going wrong there.
Yep. So, that's going to be taking place this weekend. And you said you'd help me out.
I will.
Yeah. And I don't mean sit there with a camera and record it as I'm doing it.
No, that's my job.
Okay. You're welcome to help out, too, if you want.
I will bring the cameras. We will get it live streamed.
It's at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Like I said, we'll get it live streamed, everyone, 9 a.m. Pacific. Watch for the Patch and Switch Twitch channel
magically goes live.
Actually, we'll do that on the Jay Shock channel.
So that kind of covers my random spending stuff too, because I had to buy some welding gear. You'd be surprised.
A seven foot ventilation hood.
So typically these things cost multiple thousands of dollars, and this one guy that owns the building is looking to get rid of it because the people that used to occupy the space as tenants didn't take it with them, and he's like, I'm gonna have to pay someone a lot of money to remove it, or I can just throw it on Craigslist and see who wants to take it. And they do it themselves. So, yeah. But as a backup, I do have multiple cutting discs and grinders if required.
Next week on Atch and Itch, missing limbs due to clausing with plasma.
Nice. That could be true. Anyway, I'm making sure all my insurance premiums are paid up.
Emergency services have already been identified.
Yep.
They've already been warned. Yep. Okay.
So that's a bit of my random spending. But I have been, this is the getting close to bonus time at Microsoft. And so that's when typically I can squeeze in a couple of random spend items without impacting the family budget that's going on. Mm-hmm. So
Kyle Beckman says, because multiple grinders sound much safer. Actually, there is a reason.
Dueling grinders that we can.
There is a reason why we are not using grinders, and that has to do with you don't want sparks anywhere near.
Yeah. The good thing is there's no natural gas in this building. And last week I went to inspect it, and I did disarm the fire arrest system.
Discharging it does not mean disarming it.
It doesn't work anymore. And it didn't take me that long to clean up the foam. So it was good. It wasn't halon gas. You can't use halon gas in a kitchen. So
you can, but it's not recommended.
No, all the chefs like drop to the floor when it goes off, so it's not a good idea.
Well, that's how you get it.
We've come to the time in the program that it's probably best because we didn't do it last episode, which is why this show's name is called Guys, Did You Get a Show Name? Let's go ahead and ask for three WorkSafe words for next episode, which it looks like now will be broadcast live from Orlando, Florida. We don't know where. We don't have a studio.
Yeah.
The studio that we'll be using for Microsoft Ignite will not be set up. It will probably be from our phone.
Yep.
Ooh, maybe we could random spin and get one of those cool, like, what are those things?
I bought a gimbal.
It's a gimbal.
I have a gimbal. I bought a gimbal specifically to do some field testing. I'm giving it to the team to use, my team.
But can a gimbal be done in selfie mode? Can you use a gimbal in
you
selfie mode?
You can use a gimbal in selfie mode. Yes, you can. But this particular gimbal and software actually means you can just simply place it and then say, track this object, and it actually follows the object around as it moves around.
Okay, that's cool.
So that
I
one
think we've got
cool.
some great words here.
Yeah. It's plasma, of course.
Plasma, 911, and hazy.
Yeah, plasma, 911, hazy. I agree.
I love it. I love it.
Robert's A72, backpack.
What?
Not today.
Hmm?
Not today.
No, we're not supposed to be talking about the bags.
I didn't say
anything. It alerts
about
the people.
He said backpack, and I said nothing about. I said not today.
That is a very sensitive.
You're the one who brought up the other word.
I know, but it's they have AI learning that looks for those words associated with us because of what happened last year.
We already paid off the guy.
They got Seth on the job now.
Plasma 911 Hazy, next week's next episode. Does anybody have any? Is there anything you want to know before we go? Like, is there something that you're dying to know about Microsoft Ignite that we can kind of cover?
Maybe we
could have somebody
links.
On the program on Friday. I don't know.
We put the links on the technical communities where people can go in and ask us questions about what they want
to
know.
But I'm thinking for the next episode, for the Friday live show. Like if there's something that you want
to... That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, like if there's something you want a sneak peek of, if you're at the airport or you're getting ready to go to the airport, you're
really need
that,
to know
that
something.
Last day, it's noon if you're on the East Coast. It's 9 a.m. if you're on the West Coast in the U.S. If it's that last day before you travel and you just need a fix.
We can do something.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. It's almost like we planned it or something, right? Yeah. That would require forethought, though. Planning.
Or back thought.
No, we don't. Look, dude, you know how this goes. We just kind of walk in somewhere and hopefully find something.
Yes.
Let's see. Patch and switch from Trader Sam's Tiki Tiki Time.
I don't believe they allow video cameras in there.
I'm pretty sure they don't. I also am. Ledwig isn't in the room. Ledwig, I love your stickers. Those are awesome. He showed.
Seen those stickers.
Outside Ledwig.
Yeah.
Attack of the 50-Foot Tiki. I want one of those that says, I survived Tiki with Ledwig. Yes. This has to happen.
Yes.
Sticker
yes.
Mule can make a very small quantity. You only give them out to people who have
limited
actually tiki
edition.
With you.
Yes, limited edition.
I want one of them, I'm telling you.
Yep.
I plan to Tiki on Saturday.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Wow.
That's not going to work.
Why?
We'll address it. Top tricks to get around Orlando during Ignite: Uber helicopter. They do have helicopter
the
rides.
Is the drone service up and running yet?
No.
The Uber drone service.
No.
They have like safety harnesses you strap into.
No.
It would be great.
Thank goodness there's lift.
I just see the hat. Fly down I drive.
Well, the hat has its own drone. It arrives everywhere before I drone. I know. The hat arrives before I arrive someplace all the time.
Roberts is asking, can you add focus groups to your MS schedule? No. Focus groups are not necessarily most focus groups that I'm aware of are not in the schedule builder. So unfortunately, those two things.
You'll see calls for people to participate, or you'll be invited to them and stuff like that based on different groups that have them set up.
So getting around, there is the iDrive trolley, which you can take that goes down International Drive.
You're giving away stuff for the next episode, though, man.
Oh, that's true. I just have answers.
I know. So we do. We fix things. You're IT pros and we're ops people and we fix things. That's what we do.
So we can just probably, because as long as we've got a decent enough signal, we can just walk around.
I think so.
And we can stream to Twitch through, it won't be 4K, but we could stream just through a mobile network, right?
It might even be a brand new phone.
Ooh.
Because certain new phones are coming out and we could keep up with the tradition of replacing
though,
it though.
We can Uber.
Yeah, we can do
Uber
that.
Uber to the mall.
Mm-hmm. We could see.
Mr. Blacksway, quickie, heard today that the HOLs need to be booked. Is that correct? Stay tuned for video from us, but no. The hands-on labs do not, but there is a new type of a learning session that is in the immersion zone. There is a video on the immersion zone.
And that will be coming out next week, actually.
Hey, J-Shock.
Yo.
Can you mute your machine there?
It is muted.
What are you doing?
Is it muted? Hang on. Can you?
Hey, everybody. It's Patch and Switch. We're on the road to Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, Florida, September 24th through the 28th. We have a new video talking about
immersing ourselves in the immersion zone.
Ooh, sounds fancy. From all different angles of getting hands-on with Microsoft technologies, taking the stuff that you've learned from your breakout sessions and putting it into play, all sorts of different things in this one jam-packed video. You want to take a look at it.
Stick around. So there you have it. It's coming.
Where are you getting these from?
I have the secret source.
I didn't think they were done yet.
I have a secret source.
Okay. Interesting.
So more information. Video is on again and echoey. That's so weird. I don't know why that's...
I think it's because of the thing we had it set up to hear through the monitor. So that could be it.
Well, does it do it when the theme song plays, though?
Are the speakers listening. Plugged in down there? No, they're not plugged in.
Because it shouldn't when the...
We'll have... It's... Unfortunately, somebody changed the configuration of the
Shady Panda system. Says someday they will be able to play video correctly. Yeah, the day that we don't have a show.
Ouch.
We don't... I'm not a tech... Yeah. I'm an AV guy. If
only we had, like... budget and resources to turn this into something semi-professional. That would be just funny.
But I have a concern that when I play the audio for the big program,
the band comes in. Do you have volume on your system? Maybe
I do, but no.
You have to have volume on your system.
I have volume on my system, but I don't because I don't hear the echo in the main channel.
No,
it's when it's going back through.
I think it's the monitor.
What if I did?
No, guys, we got the band coming on here soon. Like, don't change the audio for the band.
We'll try this and see if it works.
Like, geez, we gotta at least call out people, say hello.
No, I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I know, crazy.
And the band comes in. So that means we've come to the end of another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch program. The chaos is why people watch the program.
Of course.
Yeah. We have a massive amount of people.
I know, eh?
In the chat room. And it's just Kowski,
Penzor,
Kyle Beckman,
Blacksway,
Foul Temper, Fair Brit, Esposito.
Yeah. Blind Alfredo's back.
Desired by Life. There's just
SharePoint,
so
Madame.
Many people. Too many people.
Slow Cool. That's a new one.
Lean into the mic. I'm about
Virgo Pros. Virgo Pros.
One day we're going to get this AV thing set up. Really.
Frederick Bork Bork was there.
We will be back live and somewhat in person from Orlando, Florida in a fortnight's time. We will see you there. Until next time, have a week, everybody. And watch Patch and Switch on Twitter @ Patch and Switch for the new videos. Bye.